Earth and Sky.
The climate change issue is a major issue. What I would like people to know is that it's real, it's here. We cannot deny. And let me say this for the people who say that maybe the science is wrong. This is one issue that I would wish we would not play around with or we would not experiment with because it's a matter of life and death.
You're listening to environmentalist and Nobel Peace Laureate Wangari Maathai. And this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Maathai addressed world leaders at a United Nations summit on climate change in the fall of 2009. She spoke by phone with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar on the important role of forests in regulating Earth's climate.
Dr. Maathai, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you very much.
You've come today to speak with the world's leaders about climate change. What is your message?
Well, the message that we are delivering at the United Nations on behalf of the civil society of the world was that it is extremely important for the leaders, especially heads of states who were attending the General Assembly, to work together and to act now because the climate change issue is a major issue. It's already with us, and it's already causing havoc in many parts of the world, including Kenya. I gave Kenya as an example. So it's really an appeal to our leaders to do something.
Africa, especially East Africa, where you're from, is predicted by many scientists to experience some of the worst effects of climate change in the coming decades, including more intense weather, heat, and droughts. What concerns you about Africa and climate change?
Well, I'm very concerned about Africa and climate change because Africa, first of all, you all know that Africa has contributed negligible amount of greenhouse gases. And yet scientists are telling us that she's going to receive very negative impact. And because many countries in Africa, south of the Sahara especially, are poor, they are very unprepared for this crisis. And so as we have seen recently, when the rains didn't come for 3 years, the government announced an emergency in the country, and over 10 million people are in danger. And that's only an indication of the kind of crisis we are likely to face in the future. So it's very, very serious, and it's largely due to the fact that Africa has not prepared herself for an environmental crisis.
Why should people in the U.S. Look beyond its boundaries and support action to do something about climate change? And one of the things that you've talked about that will contribute to dealing with climate change is to help save the world's tropical forests. Tell us more about that.
Well, I want to say that I have always been impressed by the citizens of the United States of America, because even though their government did not sign on to Kyoto Protocol, they continued to raise awareness, and many states and cities eventually did even sign the Kyoto Protocol in a way of showing support for that agreement. We are very happy, therefore, that the current administration of President Obama is on board. He was very categorical in the assembly. But I know that he needs the support of the senators. So I'm hoping that the people of the United States of America will call upon their leaders and convince them that it is very important for America to provide the leadership, because per capita, the United States of America produces the highest level of greenhouse gases. Now, the reason why the campaign focuses on the forest is because scientists tell us that 20% of the greenhouse gases, especially carbon, is coming from deforestation and degradation of forests, and especially of the huge tropical forests in the Amazonia, in the Congo, and Southeast Asia. Three blocks of forests that are often referred to as the three lungs of the planet. They control, they regulate the climate of the world and the rainfall patterns of the world and the currents in the oceans. So America even if she felt that she could mitigate, she could adapt, and she doesn't have to worry, she really needs to worry because she's not completely immune, but there is also the moral issue. She really must feel obliged to help those she is affecting negatively.
Please tell us a little bit about something that's played a large part of your life, and that is reforestation, that is planting trees, and its role in dealing with many environmental problems, including climate change. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, many of us, and especially those of us who live in developed worlds, like here in the United States of America, or in Europe, in Japan, where people don't use firewood anymore and they don't require natural resources as directly as people in less developed world, take trees for granted. But the trees, as we are realizing, are extremely important for our environment. Trees hold the soil, and that's very important because otherwise the soils end up in the seas and lakes and leave the land desertified. Trees, as we are now appreciating due to climate change, fix carbon and sequester carbon constantly through the process of photosynthesis. The forests are a great source of biodiversity. We have medicine, we have animals. In East Africa, for example, most people who come to visit our region as tourists, they come to see the wonderful biodiversity of mammals that live on the savannas. Now, they wouldn't survive without the forests that supply the rainfall and the rivers. So trees are an extremely important part of our ecosystem. In fact, people need to understand that if you didn't have trees that we are taking away carbon dioxide from the atmosphere constantly, we would suffocate in our own carbon dioxide, even the carbon dioxide that we are exhaling ourselves, let alone that which is coming from our transport industries, the cars, the planes, and all the other activities that we do, burning car charcoal and all the other fossil fuels. So, folks, trees are the best friends you have on the planet. They need to be planted, and those that are standing need to be protected and appreciated.
You've been listening to Wangari Maathai, founder of the Green Belt Movement, which has planted over 40 million trees across Africa. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Lindsay Patterson. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.